I was walking into, so there's a couple of restaurants around here that we really love, and we don't want to do delivery. We're still not ready to do delivery because I just don't want someone coming to my house. I don't know, whatever. No one's been vaccinated. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, but we are willing to go pick up food. Like, I'm happy to do that. And there's a restaurant around here that you walk in, you place your order, and then you can wait outside and they bring it out to you. It's very simple. So I'm walking into this restaurant and there was a woman coming behind me. And she was by herself and she's a little bit older. So I was like, oh, you know, I held the door open so that she went in before me. And she's like, thanks. And I was alone and just ordering for me and my boyfriend. That was it. So I'm standing in the line. I'm behind her. All of a sudden, her husband and like seven kids come walking in and stand beside her. And she starts to place this order, which like took forever because she was like handing the menu to one kid and then asking another kid, do you still want that? And then saying like, instead of turning around and saying to me, you know, you let me in, you're by yourself. I'm coming in. There's going to be about eight of us. Like, why wouldn't she say, go ahead? Isn't that an unwritten rule? Shouldn't she have said, listen, you were before me, you held the door, just go ahead because we're going to be a while. But no, she didn't seem to care. Like, she was okay with the fact that they, oh, and then one kid was like, he didn't know what he wanted and he was ordering something that wasn't on the menu. And will they make that? And we don't have that here. And it was taking forever. And to the point where I was like, I'm just going to go home and make a frozen meal. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. I've noticed that more and more lately. People don't let you go first.
Right.
That's gone away. I think ever since we've been in lockdown, we've been in our own little world that we don't even notice other people anymore. Gone are the days of thank you. You know,
right.
It doesn't exist. I noticed that today. I went to a restaurant, guy just handed me food. No thank you, kissed my ass, nothing. You know, it's like, thanks. I have to say thanks. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't think that even exists anymore. I think that's going away. People don't care about you. They only care about themselves.
It's funny you would say that because that's a conversation my boyfriend and I have been having lately about the idea of like people being more interested in themselves and not the collective good. Mm-hmm. So my bill, here's the second thing, and then I'll let you tell your story. But so my building has a basement and the basement is a mess. Like that's where all the trash goes. And that's where like if you have something that doesn't fit in the trash compactor, you bring it down there. So it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, we've been waiting for them to not renovate it, but just paint it. Like paint the walls, paint the floor, make it look good again, you know? So they finally did it. They sent an email around to everybody in the building and said, we're going to be painting the basement floor and walls on Saturday and Sunday. You cannot take the elevator down to the basement. We're going to have tape up. You're not going to be able to access it just for those 2 days. Just so, and it was latex paint, so it'll look really nice and whatever. Well, so they did that. And then the following weekend, there's no elevator service. I was like, wait, why is there no elevator service? They said, because we put up tape at the basement that said, you can't come in, go back up, but you know, whatever. People were removing the tape and throwing their trash onto the wet paint. Somebody actually wheeled like a wheelie thing. You see the wheel marks in through the paint, like a little trash thing, wheeled it through the paint. So they had to close the elevator and repaint it a second weekend.
Because they don't care.
But this isn't a rental building. This is a co-op. Like we're all a collective here. We're all a community. So don't you see that now they have to repaint it? That's going to cost you and me more money. They gotta bring in a person to paint it again.
Mm-hmm.
So you've cost us more money. And now it's 2 weekends in a row. No elevators. I live on the 11th floor. You know what I mean? It's a long walk up here.
Oh, you got to take the dogs out every 15 seconds.
Right. They released one elevator that doesn't go to the basement. And everyone in the building had to share that one elevator for the weekend. I waited forever for that one elevator.
I can imagine. Because now you're waiting for, if it's on the top floor, to come all the way down to yours. And maybe it's going to pass you. You could be there all day. The dog's going to pee himself.
Wait, and the rule in the building is only two people allowed in the elevator at a time because of COVID.
Oh, man.
So when the elevator opened and the couple on the 15th floor was in there and it stopped on 11, I had to go, okay, I'm just going to stand here for another 20 minutes and hope that somebody lets me use my own elevator again that I'm paying for. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a good example of how people only think about themselves and not the collective.
Yeah, they don't care anymore. It's, I think we were so closed off for that year that some of us were in lockdown and some of us are still in lockdown, but we were so enclosed in just our own universe. We don't care about anything anymore.